Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Happy Monday. I hope you're having a good one so far. Just after 8 o'clock this morning, and I just want to mention a quick shout-out really quickly to a bloke from Albany.
Yeah.
Who has managed to rack up 275 blood donations.
Oh, geez, I was wondering where you're going with that line then. I was like...
This is, like, an incredible effort. Clive Lamond has done 275 donations.
Wow.
Which has saved 825 lives.
Wow.
How unbelievable is that? So he racked up his 275th the other day, which I just think is such an awesome effort.
Well done to him. How often can you get it done? Like, it's once every 3 months, is it not?
I think it depends on whether you're giving plasma or you're giving whole blood, and there's a bunch of other things that go along with it. But, yeah, you can donate fairly regularly, I think. But he's only 41 years old, and he's managed to get 275 out already.
Oh, wow, it's incredible.
Yeah, so he's also got his 20-year-old daughter, Emmanuel, who's coming up to her 12th donation as well. So staying in the family. But just a really
beautiful,
awesome story out of Albany this
morning. Yeah, really cool.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are a little bit more adult.
A little bit more risky?
Well, a little bit risque this morning, I guess. We're talking baking.
Is it risky or risque?
Risque.
Okay.
With a Q. Risque. Risque. I don't know. Anyway.
It's too early to start spelling.
Too early. A lady has gone viral for posting she's trying to sell some stuff online, and she's put a picture up of all of her baking tins that she wants to sell.
Fun.
Unfortunately for her, one of her baking... Now, I don't know whether she's done this on purpose or not.
Right.
One of her baking tins resembles a body part.
Right.
Of a man.
What, his fingers?
No. A man, a body part that a woman doesn't have.
His,
Let's not play this game.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So they have, it's gone viral because you could buy the whole set for $50.
True.
Heaps of baking tins.
Bargain.
Right?
Making money.
Cakes, muffins, all sorts of stuff.
You're making money on that.
I know. It's a brilliant, brilliant sale. But everyone has noticed that one particular item in the middle.
Yeah.
And so many people have started making jokes underneath the sale saying, are you willing to split the lot and just sell them individually? Because I'd really like just one aisle of item. And then some others are going, oh, I like the elephant trunk tin. I would prefer that if possible. Someone said the lighthouse one. I'd really like that if that's possible.
Oh, yeah. People get really creative when they come to, like, describing certain things.
Yeah, but my favourite reaction from the internet on this one is the people who didn't notice.
Oh.
Right?
What are they writing?
And this lady goes, oh, brilliant set. I would love to buy it. This would be so handy for kids' birthdays. Can you just imagine? Happy birthday, Timmy. We baked you a cake. What? Let's go!
Trending now. Hits.com.au.
Now, Jesse, you know how much I just love talking about sport.
Yeah. I know. It's number one thing for you.
Ben Simmons. Now, I do just want to talk about him for a second, but not because of what he's doing
he's
sport.
On the court, it's off the court.
Yeah, it's because he was spotted with this glam model over the weekend.
Yeah, a lot of speculation at this. He was in a Essendon game.
Yeah.
Big Essendon fan, and just in front of him.
I didn't realise he was an Essendon fan. I mean, he's Aussie though, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's from Melbourne or from Victoria, so I think he's an Essendon Bombers supporter.
Anyway, that's enough about that. But the model that he's been spotted with, 24 years old glamour model from Brisbane. And I think that just means that she's an Instagram model. Her name is Talia Richmond. What a fitting name.
Right? Also, I feel like Talia would be a glamour model, you know? Like...
Yeah. No, but it's just a surname. Don't even worry about Talia. Richmond is the surname, and that is definitely what she has got.
Also,
but I mean,
her taste.
It would be so cool to see them if they were, you know, together. If he was with an Aussie.
Well, that's what people are speculating, that she is the one that he was spotted with after he broke up with
Jenna.
Yeah.
Kendall. Well, she was a model. Kendall Jenner
he's
is
obviously
a,
got
or
a
is
time.
A model, I should say. Oh, I mean, yeah, models though, right?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Like every other NBA player.
So, anyway, back to this whole sports side of things. He's training with the Boomers, but he's not playing. Is
he's
that correct?
He's not going to play for the Boomers at the World Champs, but he is training with them at the moment. And one of the other players, Patty Mills, who also plays in the NBA, he said it's awesome having him there. Fantastic to have him around the group. So there's no awkwardness for because he's not
blind. I mean, when you're worth as much as what he is a year, yeah. I mean,
he's the number one Australian player. Absolutely.
Okay, moving on. That's enough sport.
Okay.
Because BBC Earth has joined up with Foxtel, and get this, there's going to be a channel exclusively on Foxtel, which is just David Attenborough docos. Literally. Oh, my gosh. It makes me want Foxtel, but I won't because it's bloody expensive. And but how great is that?
I do love that.
Sunday hangovers will just never be the same again now.
I love David Attenborough.
He's just so smooth, isn't he?
Mm.
Oh, that voice.
Yeah.
What good a boy. Soothing guy that is.
And he's such a good dude as well. Like, he
looks after the animals. He loves them, you know. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Anyway, I'm going to move on from that. Hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out what else is trending.
But do not go anywhere because up next, we are going to get into your riddle of the day, try and sharpen you up. I'm excited. Back on the bike for another week. We'll see how we go up next.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
The riddle this morning is, what can be seen in the middle of March and April that cannot be seen at the beginning or end of either month?
Now, I, this morning, have got absolutely nothing on this. And I feel like, because you said it was going to be an easier one, I'm going to feel really, really dumb
about
this.
Yeah, but I just feel like as though you give the opportunity to ask questions, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no, it's just an answer you have to give. You can't ask
so
questions.
So what you're saying is that it's an easy riddle, and I've got the opportunity to ask questions, and I have no idea.
It's still, right? Anyway, so let's throw it to Jessica from Bunbury. Babe, what do you reckon it is?
Is it the letter R?
Jessica, how old are you, darling?
I'm 13.
Yeah, and you are smarter than Jesse. It is the letter R, correct.
I just had absolutely no idea, and I knew it was going to make me feel like I'm an absolute idiot.
Jessica, thanks so much, babe. Well done.
Thank you.
No worries.
Let's see how we go with Joel this morning. Joel from Forest Hill Farms, mate. What do you reckon it is?
The letter R.
Damn it.
Joel, you're absolutely right.
I've
massively overthought it this morning.
Through.
Good on you, mate. See you later. All righty, let's wrap this one up with Christy from Bunbury. Christy, let's see if we can go 3 from 3 this morning. What are you thinking it is?
I think it's the letter R. Mm.
Christy, you would be correct on that. You are smarter than Jesse.
Which is actually less of an achievement than that TV show Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
That's true. And impressive for this time of the morning.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Did you know it, or have you heard this before?
I just love logic puzzles.
Yeah.
That sort of way of thinking. That's how I used to do the brain, you know, the brain games years ago on the Nintendo DS?
Yeah.
I used to love all that. I love all that stuff. So I was just driving home from work and I thought, the letter R.
Yeah.
See, I need to get onto that. Nintendo DS, all right? Brain games.
Oh, it's fun. Look, I've seen a lot of dementia frightens me. It's one of the most frightening things that I want, and I try and avoid it by keeping my brain busy.
Yeah. Actually, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Because I avoid those logic things because I'm just like, meh, it hurts my brain. Yeah. Up to 60 seconds if I haven't got it. Actually, 30 seconds if I haven't got it. I'm like, done. What's the answer?
Move on to something new now.
Yeah. Christy, thanks for calling this morning, mate. Good
on
you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye, babe. Love you.
You
bye.
Too.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
You know, when I was a young girl, I was obsessed with Brad Pitt.
Oh,
like, just loved him.
Yeah.
Wanted to meet him. Guess who has met him? This man, Dean McCarthy, live from LA. Good morning, and I'm so bloody jealous.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Look, yes, I'm going to rub it in. I'm just going to rub it
in. Yeah, good on you.
Movie of the year. It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And, you know, usually when films have all of this huge, you know, excitement and drama and like all of that, they don't always live up to the hype. Well, can I just say,
it does.
It passes.
Oh,
really?
Let me read the ingredients, okay?
Okay.
Of this fabulous cake. Okay, you can add a little bit of, add a cup of Brad Pitt, a little smidge of Leo DiCaprio, a dash of Margot Robbie, and mix it all with a Quentin Tarantino script. Like, it's next level. Now, the film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, everyone's kind of wondering, is it the true story of the Manson murders? Well, it's a blend of fact and fiction. It does cover the Manson murders, where Sharon Tate was brutally murdered, and that's, of course, played by Margot Robbie, and she wore Sharon's clothes and everything when she was filming. But it's also a fiction story as well. Now, I spoke to Brad Pitt, and this is the 9th film from Quentin Tarantino, and he described how it's kind of like a mashup of all the best bits of all the Quentin Tarantino's. Check it out.
The beautiful thing about this one, it seems to be a confluence of all his films. Like, there's a little bit of the vernacular from Jackie Brown to Pulp to Bastards to Django. It's all... It seems like accumulation of everything, and it's pretty wonderful.
Oh, baby, you know when that I actually thought he said Django instead of to Django, right? And I was like, oh, my God, I'm the same as Brad Pitt. I say Django.
Yeah,
I'm a
loser, right.
But
oh, my God.
Yeah, he does say to Django. It has been confirmed.
That movie, when I saw the lineup for it, I was so excited. But I can't believe that it actually delivers.
I know. And then August 15, that's the Australian release date. Check it out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, definitely will be. Now, babe, moving on to Kylie Jenner. What is she blowing $2.4 million on?
She's blowing $2.4 million on her 21st birthday.
Sure. Now, Wait. Kylie Jenner is not 21 yet?
No, not yet. Now, here's the thing. Not only is this going to make you feel worse, that's not even for the whole party. That's just to rent the yacht for 2 weeks.
Oh, come on.
It's a $250 million yacht. It's a super yacht, actually. It sleeps 22 people, and it's $1.2 million a week. And she's doing a two-week party with all of her friends and probably all the Kardashians as well. Somewhere in, like, St. Moritz or something fabulous. Happy birthday, Kylie Jenner. Good to be a billionaire, 21-year-old, gorgeous hottie.
That is outrageous. 1.2 a week.
God, I wish I had a sister like Kim Kardashian. I'm not even kidding you. Oh, my God.
Hey, Dean, just before we let you go, can we get an update on what is going on with Diddy? Is he or is he not dating the 22-year-old?
Diddy is absolutely, positively, without any doubt, dating a 22-year-old. Her name's Lori Harvey, of course.
It's his son's ex.
His son, that's the weird bit. Because he had an age difference, I don't know, whatever, like, you know, two weeks to throw.
Yeah.
But the weird bit is the actual fact that this girl dated his son just in time. Now, here's the thing with this girl, right? I've got the biggest man crush on her. Her name's Lori Harvey. Just go and go, you're driving, pull over the car, you're at work, quit your job, go home.
Just quit your job.
She's so hot. She's so hot. It's ridiculous.
Oh, she is, she's Steve Harvey's daughter, and I can absolutely guarantee she looks nothing like Steve Harvey. if you're picturing a female Steve Harvey, it is not that. This woman is just so stunning. Mm. Oh, it's unbelievable to know that she's Steve Harvey's daughter.
Diddy's with his son's ex.
Yeah. So she's only dated, like, a couple of people. She dated Lewis Hamilton. She dated Future. Like, she's so hot. Like, she's... could date me. She could literally.
Yeah. Oh, babe, thanks so much for filling us in this morning. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But we'll chat to you tomorrow, okay? They'll probably be broken up by then.
Yeah, exactly. The new relationship in Hollywood. Totally.
Bye. Love you.
Bye, guys.
This is.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Jesse and Jules.
I discovered something about myself over the weekend, Jesse.
Did you?
Yes. Something quite important.
What did you discover?
I don't know what a kebab tastes like after a night out.
Wait, after a night out or not having been
on a
night out?
Yeah, like not having been on a night out. So I don't know what a kebab, what my kebab tastes like. Now, my kebab is quite controversial because of what I get on it.
Let me get this straight. You've never had a kebab during the day?
No. Because, and I'll tell you how I came to this. I was walking down the main street of Bunbury on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I walked past a kebab shop.
Yeah.
That I usually go to, usually at 3 a.m., not, you know, 3 p.m.
It's a staple.
To be honest, I looked over and I went, I didn't even know they opened during the day. I thought they only opened at night.
Really?
And then I realised I've never had a kebab.
During the day.
Sober, essentially. And I don't know if my kebab actually even tastes any good.
True, because when you're that hungry late at night, you'll just eat anything.
Oh, well, no, it's not that. I'm really particular. I only get chicken, cheese, barbecue sauce, sour cream, and garlic. And sometimes I'll get jalapenos.
Mmm.
Yeah. Okay.
But swimming in sauce.
Oh, like just dripping in it, right?
Right.
It's like, when I think about it now, I'm like, I don't know if I could eat it.
Really?
Yeah. But.
This does not surprise me at all.
But I'm like, I'm 32. Never had a kebab sober, but I'm going to put myself to the test.
Yeah, you absolutely should.
Oh, it's making me feel sick already.
We need to get you one. and see during what you think it tastes like.
I'm going to eat one at midday. For not lunch, today.
As opposed to a midnight snack. This is brilliant. What did you say it's got in it? Chicken, cheese?
Chicken, cheese, barbecue sauce, sour cream, and garlic. No salad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no salad. You know what? Even most times I get double meat. Triple meat sometimes. Sometimes my kebabs cost me up to $20.
You'd be like, can I have the chicken? You know what? Double meat. You know what? Triple meat.
How generous are ya?
You guys ready?
You versus us. Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights. Third night is free.
Okay, Lil from Busso, who would you like to go up against this morning?
I'll go you.
Oh, she's going to take on Jules. Alrighty, Lil, five questions. Buzz in with your name. And if you get it wrong, the other person gets a free shot at it, okay?
Good luck, Lil. All the best, babe.
Question number one. What animal features on the box of Kellogg's Fruit Loops?
Lil.
Go on, Lil.
It's a rooster, isn't it?
It is not a rooster.
Jules.
Go on, Julesy.
Toucan.
Toucan Sam. Question number two. What is the circumference of Australia's Uluru?
Oh, come off it.
Oh, sorry, it's multiple choice.
Oh, I forgot to say
this one.
Good quiz master. Is it A, 9.4 kilometres, B, 3.7, or C, 15.4?
Oh, Jules. 15?
It is not 15. Oh. A or B?
Oh, I'll go A.
You'd be correct, 9.4 kilometres.
Is that a guess?
50-50 chance after you gave her the first one. All right. Question number three. What is the nickname given to the English cricket supporters?
Lil.
Oh, I hate cricket.
Go on, Lil.
It's the Barmy Army, isn't it?
It is the Barmy Army. 2-1.
Okay, all right. Up. No,
one
I'm
more
on
point.
Now. I'm
one
on
more
now.
Point, Will, Lil, and you are the winner for today, all right?
Oh, yay.
Okay, just got to nail one more. Question number four. Name the pet dinosaur in the cartoon The Flintstones.
Jules.
Go on, Jules.
Dino.
It is Dino.
She's back.
All right, this is the tiebreaker, guys. Still there, Lil?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to stand up for this.
Okay. Question number five. Guess this chick flick. An awkward high school boy who gets a prom date with his dream girl only to have it ruined by a very humiliating zipper incident.
Jules! Jules!
Oh, before the question's even done.
Oh, gosh. Can I just say, Cameron Diaz, Adam Sandler, there's Something About Mary?
It is There's Something About Mary. Yeah.
Oh, Lil, I'm also really sorry.
Oh, Lil, good to see you today.
Yeah, she's back.
I told you I was on fire.
Lil, thanks for playing this morning. Have a fantastic day.
You too, guys.
Oh, love you, babe.
No worries, mate. That one will be back again tomorrow, all thanks to Eden Lakeside Retreat. Stay two nights, and the third night is free.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, my throat's hurting now from screaming. I was so excited about that.
Dumb Crims.
Now, usually we trade these stories back and forth between us and America.
Yeah.
Who has the dumbest criminal?
Yes.
Now, we've won a few recently ourselves.
Yeah.
But this morning, I am pleased to tell you it is going back to the US of A.
Why? What happened?
And there is a bunch of criminals in this story, but none dumber than these two blokes, right? There's a website called mugshots.com.
Yeah.
Right? And what these guys used to do is they would take someone's mugshot. So if you got pulled over for, excessive
DUI.
Speeding or DUI or something like that, where they had to take you down and take your mugshot in the station, they would get a hold of their mugshots and they would post them up on mugshots.com.
Right.
And then say to the criminals, you guys have to pay us X amount of dollars to remove the mugshot so that it doesn't stay up online.
Oh, for the world to see.
For the world to
see,
right? Which you might be thinking is partially clever, but you also might be thinking, that sounds like extortion.
Yes, right.
You would be correct, right?
Yes! Please tell me they had to go down and get their mugshots taken.
The reason they are in Dumb Crims today is their mugshots are currently going viral online. It's been posted.
You know what? They can't even pay.
To have it come down. It is the most brilliant story. If you search mugshots.com online today, I'm sure you'll see it. It is absolutely incredible. And the comments that go with the story.
Yeah.
phenomenal.
Oh, that is so cool. I love stories like that where people try and do something wrong.
Trying to extort people,
just flips around and comes back on them.
And the world just comes back and bites them.
Yeah.
So
karma.
That's your dumb crim for
it
today.
It is karma. Instant karma.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, earlier this year, Jesse, we had local Jack Taylor from Cookin' Up on the phone with us, right? Because Cookin' Up didn't have their postcode. They didn't have a postcode. They lost it. They had to share the postcode with Harvey, which local resident Jack was not happy about. Mm. Now, we did get Jack on the show earlier in the year, but she joins us right now because she has some incredible news to share with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Jesse and Jules.
All now, right. Jack, you guys celebrated 125-year anniversary event over the weekend on Saturday.
We certainly did, and it was massive.
Recognising 125 years as a town. Now, something also happened on Saturday.
Yes, we had a huge gift given to us on Saturday.
And what was that?
That was getting our postcode back.
Yay!
Oh, congratulations.
6219.
Yes, it was fabulous.
Now, Jack, if memory serves me correctly, there was something that you wanted to get if the postcode came back.
Yes, it was a tattoo. And despite our best efforts to get a tattoo artist on the day, lots of people wanted it to happen on the day, it was a case of not knowing that we were going to get it back. So,
right.
No, and you guys had mentioned it earlier in the year, so I wasn't going to give that privilege to anyone else.
Oh, thanks.
Well, Jack, I've actually got a little bit of this from our last chat with you.
Jesse and I, we are right behind you on this, and so much in fact that when this does happen, we will organise for you to get this tat.
Oh, my God. Were you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, and you know what, girl? So, I mean, it's happening now.
It's time to pay the piper now.
Oh, yes.
Are you adamant about getting... I mean, I don't want to force you. I mean, you know...
No. I'm adamant. I'm going to do it, and I would do it.
Okay.
Let's talk...
More than happy to be the first one to do it.
Let's talk logistics, Jack. Where's it going on your body?
Well, that I haven't actually worked out. On the other arm, because I've already got an armband on one arm.
Okay. I was like, just don't do it on the... Like, no face tats, not going to be a part of that.
Across
the forehead, under the eye, even. I know it's trending, Jack, and I know you want to be a part of all the trends, but... No.
I could go and break the law and go to jail for one of those.
But Jack, we just wanted to call you up and just say congratulations to the whole community, and to you, for pushing this and not giving up on it as well. Too, you finally got the result that you wanted, and we're gonna organise this tattoo, girl.
We can't wait.
Oh, awesome! I can't wait either. Thank you so much. That is the best news.
All right, we'll stay in touch, babe.
Good on you, Jack.
I will do.
Bye.
Thank you.
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
How did you find out that you were pregnant? Because there is a basketball player over in the States who was looking to get drafted for the NBA, and he had to do a drug test like they all have to do, except he was trying to cheat and use his partner's sample. Turns out he was pregnant, and that's how he got busted. Now, what are the weird and wacky ways that you just, like, find out.
I just imagine the conversation, like, DJ, we need to talk to you, mate, about your drug sample. You've showed an interesting result. Not drugs, but you seem to be pregnant,
mate.
Yeah,
congratulations.
First of all, congrats. But we do have a few callers on 13, 12, 16. Now, Caitlin from Bunbury, how did you find out you were pregnant?
I actually just went to dinner with my dad over to his house, and was just sitting down having dinner, and he just looked at me and was like, "You're pregnant." And I was like, "You're insane."
Right.
And
but he
went
could tell.
Home. Sorry?
He could tell.
Yeah. Went home, and a couple of days later was like, "Oh, this is kind of playing on my mind."
Yeah.
And took a test, and I was 6 weeks pregnant.
Wow.
A father's intuition.
It was my first. Yeah. So, no idea.
Wow. Has it been the only baby that you've had now, or like does he have this for any all women? Like, he can go, you're pregnant, like a superpower.
I've had a second one, and he didn't know about that one.
Okay, so he's a 50-50 strike rate.
Yeah.
Good on you, Caitlin. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
No worries.
Okay, we got Christine from Bunners. How'd you find out you were pregnant?
Oh, good morning, guys. Before I even trot off to the doctors and he tells you officially that it's true, I get up in the morning and I can't walk straight.
Huh? And you can't walk straight? That means you're pregnant?
Yeah. I just sort of like, vertigo, you know, like...
Oh, okay. I thought you were just going to say you had a big night.
I go, I think the little darling that's growing inside of me has already made all my decisions for me in my life.
I thought you were going to say can't walk straight means you're pregnant. I was like, oh, man, I've been pregnant a few times on the weekend recently. All right,
oh, my goodness.
Let's wrap this up with Lily. Lily, how did you find out that you were pregnant?
I found out when I was 5 months pregnant.
Woo!
Ooh, late one.
Yeah.
How? Yeah. What happened?
I just saw a kick and I thought that was really odd. Didn't think anything of it because I currently had like a marina call at the time.
Right.
So the next morning I felt it again. I was like, that is just not right. And yeah, I did a test and sure enough, I was 22 weeks pregnant.
Wow. Oh. Incredible.
Well, thanks for
Yeah, she was my third too. So.
Yeah, okay. Oh, jeez.
Good on you.
So you knew what that kick was then, didn't you?
Well, I did the second time.
Yeah.
Cheers, Lily.
Bye.
See you later.
Oh, that is absolutely incredible. Like sometimes, like, you know, after a big night, I'm laying down and I'm like, you know, getting, I feel like my organs start to fail. And
so
like,
it's kebabs.
Oh, it's, yeah, I'm having a kebab baby. So a heap of comments on our Facebook. So you can, sorry, couldn't get to everyone's calls today. So hit WA, go and have your save. Nikki's probably my favourite. She says she found a piddle stick in her bathroom cupboard and literally just, peed on it just for fun.
Oh.
It turns out she was, she was pregnant. She just stored at it for like, 20 minutes in disbelief.
Hit WA if you want to go and get involved in the conversation. But that is it for us today, Julesy. We got to get out of here. Have a fantastic Monday, everyone.
Yeah, we'll catch you tomorrow for the Scar Wars.
Bye, guys. Bye, love yous.
Want more Jesse and Jewel? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.